and you are listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
The Queen's University International Center, QUIC, provides non-academic support to international students, staff, and their families. QUIC also promotes and supports the study and work abroad activities of Queen's students, staff, and faculty. Services for international students include university health insurance plan, orientation and welcome activities, advising and immigration information, English language support, trips, and club support. Through its activities, the center promotes an internationally informed and cross-culturally sensitive university community. To find out more about all the services available for international students and those interested in studying, working, volunteering, interning, or teaching abroad, please visit the QUIC website.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at oldfarmff to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Hey, this is Sean and Taco,
Harrison
and Alex
from Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, they're not wrong. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM right here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, sitting pretty in the Limestone City. Welcome back, everyone. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and if you're just tuning in, this is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition, hump day. We've made it halfway through the work week and halfway through the program. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, today is October 1st, coming at you live, and it is part one of our month of Indie Wake Up Wednesday Halloween Spooktaculars. It is a mouthful, but it's worth it, my friend. All month long, every Wednesday, we're going to be doing wall-to-wall spooky tunes, terrifying tracks, and a third thing that sounds awesome. Because I'm a nerd and I'm obsessed with Halloween. And, you know, I wait all year for this, so deal with it. If you're just tuning in, we just heard in that last set, Fat Boys with their classic, Are You Ready for Freddy? Back in the day, Freddy Mania was a thing. If you were a little too young, you don't understand that Freddy Krueger was everywhere for the longest period of time. So as the weeks go on, don't worry, we have many more Freddy Krueger themed novelty songs that were pumped out in the 80s. So yeah. I apologize for nothing. Also in that last set, we heard Lynn Hansen with her spooky blues track, Grave Digger. Not too shabby at all. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. We're hanging out in Kingston, Ontario. It's 10 degrees. It's going to top out at 15 today. Nothing but sun. So even though it's October and the leaves are looking, you know, very bright and very colorful, it still feels a little bit like summer out there. So, you know, just enjoy it. Enjoy it. For as long as we have it, at least through the weekend, it seems like we're going to have this fantastic weather. And that brings us to our 9 o'clock segment, the Community Events Roundup. Get along, little doggy. It is hump day, as you're fully aware, and so we like to start thinking ahead to what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, event-wise. You know, don't spend your entire weekend cooped up in your domicile playing video games like I do, because the weather's still fantastic. We've got plenty of time to waste away on the couch in February when there's like 3 feet of snow and there's nothing to do. But in the meantime, get yourself oot and a boot and find out what's happening. Starting with today, October 1st, there's lots of great stuff going on. So let's rattle some off, shall we? Tonight at City Hall, to commemorate Islamic History Month, 6:30 p.m., there's going to be an illumination on the back of City Hall. So if you're downtown, take a stop and check that out. Or if you're at home, go to the City of Kingston's website and check out the City Hall webcam. Always very cool. Also going on tonight, it is Open Stage Drag Show at the Grad Club. That's at 8 p.m. There's also Wednesday Night Vibes Karaoke at the Mansion starting at 9 p.m. Or if you're out in the West End, Time Out Bar and Bistro is having karaoke at 9 as well. And Howie Mandel himself is going to be at the Grand Theater tonight, 7:30. I don't know if tickets are sold out for that yet or not. But if you're a fan of, God, what was his cartoon that he had back in the day? Was it Bobby's World? I think it was Bobby's World. Get down to the Grand Theater and see Howie Mandel. Ask him about Bobby's World. Pretty sure that was him. Other things going on this coming weekend. Let me see here. What have we got happening? I thought I had some things. There's a stand-up comedy show at La Vida Bar and Bistro. That is Saturday night, October 4th. So if you want to have a good chuckle, check that out. Closer to downtown, Friday night, October 3rd, at the Grad Club, 8 p.m., there is country club line dancing lessons and a country dance party. So again, country club line dancing lessons and dance party at the Grad Club, 8 p.m., Friday night. Not a bad way to start your weekend off. Other things that are happening in and around town this weekend, lots of great musical acts happening. We've got also on October 3rd, the Oscar Evans Quartet is going to be playing over at Hotel Wolf Island. Oscar Evans was, of course, at the Airwave YGK event at the Broom Factory this past Sunday. So if you like the cut of their jib, then check them out at Hotel Wolf Island Friday night, October 3rd. Always amazing. Also, October 3rd, if you don't feel like going to the island and you want to stay on the mainland, friends of CFRC Oak Ridge Ave are going to be playing at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. October 3rd, only $25 gets you in the door. Fantastic Kingston supergroup. We play them a lot on this program. Other CFRC programs play them a lot. If you haven't heard them, check them out online or just roll the dice. Drop a mere $25. Get down to the Isabel Friday night. Check out one of Kingston's premier rock bands, Oak Ridge Ave. What else is going on in and around town? I got a whole lot packed in here. If you want to find out what's going on, check out CFRC.ca. There's a weekly events community calendar on the website with lots more great things. Or check out one of my favorite websites, KingstonLive.ca, which is just this amazing directory of every concert that's going on in and around Kingston and in the area. For example, wait a minute. It says Don McLean. That can't be the Don McLean. I'm going to skip that one. I got to find out what's going on. We've got Afrobeat Fall Edition, October 4th at the Mansion. That is listen to the best mix of Afrobeats and Ampiano with DJ Benjamin. Once again at the Mansion, October 4th, Saturday night, $10, a mere bag of shells. Like I've been saying, it still feels like summer out there. So nothing, I don't know, something about Afro-Caribbean music kind of goes along with that for me. Maybe because it's so close to the equator and I like hot weather. Let's see. Also, October 4th, if you feel like another cultural musical event that's completely different, the Celtic Kitchen Party is going on at Tiernanog. And that is free to get. Nothing like a good Celtic sing-song on a Saturday night. Also, a lot of fun. Many other things going on, more than I care to read off. So you're going to want to check that out. Check out KingstonLive.ca or get on over to CFRC.ca and find out what events are happening near you. There's always good things. So get out there. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your youth. Have some fun out there this weekend. More on that a little bit later. We're going to get back to the tunes. It's about 9 minutes after nine. And next break, we're going to nerd out. Of course, this is part one of our Halloween special. So we've got some stuff to talk about in terms of Halloween screenings that are going on in the future. And then also some spooky movie news about an it called Tilly Norwood. So we're going to talk about that thing next break as well. But until then, we're going to get back to the Halloween tunes. My name is Jeff the Nerd. And thanks for coming along on Indie Wake Up Wednesday on CFRC 101.9, your station that rocks the nation. This is Betty LaVette with her classic tune, Witchcraft in the Air. Shall we? We shall.
I'm cooking up a magic brew just to put a spell on you.
Witchcraft in the air. ready for Halloween on VH1.
Don't miss me, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, when I count down the top 21 scariest videos of all time.
It's a top 21 you'll never forget tonight at 8.
Only on VH1, the scariest hits of music video.
I was at a costume party earlier this evening, and the hostess's dog attacked me, so I had to stab it.
Mirrors with I loved it, but it's like one of those flicks you shouldn't see alone, you know?
We're at the premiere of the new horrifying thriller, Night of the Demons.
Go with some friends. Lots of them.
Was the lipstick scene as terrifying as they say?
Oh, yeah, it's real scary. Makes me wish I would have parked a little closer to the theater.
Night of the Demons, 16-year-old Angela is possessed with party.
Yeah, I'd see it again. Maybe in the daytime.
Night of the Demons, the party's just begun.
See the real vampire. Look in the mirror.
I can't. I'm a vampire.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone, long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Scared the bejesus out of me. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up, your spooktacular Wednesday edition, coming at you live from CFRC headquarters, right here in the heart of Queen's University campus, where everything is happening these days. Thank you once again. If you're just joining us, it's part one of Indie Wake Up Wednesdays. Halloween month of madness. We just heard in that last set from the What We Do in the Shadows soundtrack, You're Dead by Norma Tanega from her classic album, Walking a Cat Named Dog. Yeah, my name's Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along. Every Wednesday this month, we're going to be doing nothing but spooky tunes and Halloween nonsense just to get you ready, just to get you into the mood. Because why not? Why not? I don't know. Also in that set, we heard Bucky with their one-minute track, Handsome Stein. Not too shabby. Also in there, we had Brian Auger with Black Cat. We also heard The Cramps with Zombie Dance. And we opened it up with Betty LeVette and Witchcraft in the Air. That was a power set, I gotta say. Nothing but the best here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. And once again, keep it locked and ready to rock, not just all day on CFRC, not just all week, but all month long, because we're just bringing the Halloween heat. I mean, we're gonna have special guests. We're gonna be doing contests and games. This is just the warm-up round, October 1st. You know, like I said, it's still early, so we're just dipping our toe in the goo, I guess. Anyways, my name is Jeff the Nerd, otherwise known as Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, which means we bring ourselves to my favorite segment of the show, and that is pop culture chat, you know, nerd chat. What's going on in the world of movies and TVs and video games and all that good stuff that we should not really be wasting our time with when the weather's this nice, but it is the spooky season. And there's things to talk about. First and foremost, though, we always like to get some housekeeping out of the way on this segment. And that, of course, is celebrity birthdays. That's right. They're famous. That means they're better than us. That means we have to worship them. So first and foremost, happy 36th birthday to amazing actress Brie Larson. I don't care what you have to say about her. I know she got a lot of undue flack for reasons. I'm not going to get into it. I think she's talented. I think she's done a lot of great stuff. Not just the Marvel movies. She's been in a lot of wonderful things. Happy birthday to Brie Larson. Only 36. Much younger than I thought. Also much younger than I thought. Happy 90th birthday to Julie Andrews. Still giving her 90 years young. Happy birthday. Richard Harris was born this day in 1930. He unfortunately passed away in 2002. But speaking of Halloween movies, if you want to see my favorite Jaws knockoff, check out Orca. I think it came out in 1983. Richard Harris battling a super intelligent killer whale in the Arctic. Pretty hilarious stuff. Orca, my favorite Richard Harris movie. I don't care about all you Harry Potter fans. Orca is where he peaked as an actor. I don't care about all you Gladiator fans. And one last birthday. Zach Galifianakis turns 56 years old today. Star of, you know, The Hangover, Between Two Ferns, and all that great stuff. And that brings us to our first headline, our first story of the day in the world of pop culture and Hollyweird, is that Zach Galifianakis has just been cast in the upcoming comedy series Very Young Frankenstein, which is a prequel to the Mel Brooks classic movie Young Frankenstein. The network has officially handed out a pilot order for the series and has cast Zach Galifianakis, Dolly Wells, Kumail Nanjiani, and Cary Elwes. And like I said, it's going to be a prequel to Mel Brooks's Young Frankenstein. Zach Galifianakis is rumored to be playing Dr. Frankenstein, or I guess it's Dr. Frankenstein, if you remember that movie. But just good to see that. There's a lot of great Mel Brooks things coming down the pipeline. If you're at all a nerd like me, you probably would have seen that Rick Moranis has arrived in Australia and is officially out of retirement because they're getting ready to film the Spaceballs sequel that I think Mel Brooks is also in. So that's pretty fantastic. It's a lot of good Mel Brooks stuff going on. Not too shabby. Speaking of classic actors and classic film franchises, Jeremy Irons has just joined the Highlander reboot. If you're unaware, they're making another Highlander movie. The action fantasy film portrayed the climax of an ancient battle between immortal warriors unfolding through interwoven past and present day storylines. So, you know, Jeremy Irons, Oscar, Emmy, and Tony Award winner, will join Henry Cavill playing the titular Connor MacLeod, the Highlander, a medieval Scottish Highlander who discovers he is an immortal warrior with the help of a swordsman named Ramirez Villalobos, played by Russell Crowe. That's an interesting cast. You remember the first movie that came out with Christopher Lambert, and Sean Connery played Ramirez. You remember that? It's the quickening, that whole thing. Filming has been delayed, though, because Cavill has suffered a shoulder injury, probably too much sword swinging. So I think they're postponing shooting for a little while longer. But hey, that's fine. Take your time. I love the first Highlander movie. I love the second one for completely different reasons. And I'm all for the reboot. I'm pretty excited about that. More to current box office news. Paul Thomas Anderson's expensive action figure, one battle after another, pulled in $25 million this past weekend, making it number one at the North American box office. Stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn, shot in glorious VistaVision, which is this antiquated film-to-camera technology that is just sort of becoming back in vogue. So it's just fun. I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's great. The reviews are stellar. I believe it's playing at the screening room pretty soon, if not already. And it's just good that in this day and age of, you know, digital trickery and Hollywood nonsense, that Warner Brothers is still ready to pony up. I think it was $120 million budget for a political action feature that's like 3 hours long and shot on film. So it's good that there's still some integrity in Hollywood and they're still letting, you know, they're still letting auteur filmmakers really, you know, make some good original stuff. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. That hopefully it keeps making a lot of money, because, you know, the more money it makes, the more Hollywood is going to greenlight more interesting projects. That's the way it goes. Speaking of interesting projects that are trying to get greenlit, I don't know if you've heard the name Jendy Tartakovsky. He is a American animator, probably best known for Samurai Jack and the amazing series Primal. He's got a new movie in the works. Let me just see here. The famed animator posted footage on Instagram of a movie called The Black Knight, a long gestating adult-oriented animated project that has been in development for 6 years. Tartakovsky shared the footage saying, "This might get me in trouble," end quote, but is hoping that the footage will stir up some sort of fan backing to try and get Sony Pictures to finally greenlight this movie. The movie is apparently about a 14th century knight who operates through a series of ropes and pulleys a 20-foot tall suit of armor. The footage that got posted is just a quick action scene of a ninja, regular sized, fighting a 20-foot knight. And if you're a fan of animation, Jendy Tartakovsky is just fantastic. The footage is great, and I really hope that the grassroots effort to get the fans behind it works, because I would love to see that as a feature film. Check out the Black Knight test animation on YouTube if you want to see what I'm yammering on about, because it's pretty friggin' sweet. Or check out the animated show Primal about a caveman and his pet friend dinosaur off on adventures. Pretty fantastic. Like I said before, it's October 1st. If you're just joining us, it's CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're talking all things spooky, because it is now the spooky month. And if you're like me and you spend October watching nothing but horror movies and you're looking for something good to watch, consider subscribing to AMC, because it is the beginning of AMC's Fear Fest. I only just found out about this last year, that all month long, every single day, AMC plays mini marathons of horror movies, and they're hosted by, second year in a row, the Halloween Janelle Monáe, who, if you Google Janelle Monáe Halloween, you will see that she has some of the most epic Halloween costumes ever. She's obsessed with the holiday, just like me. Heidi Klum and Janelle Monáe, I think, are the two right now that are just killing it every year with Halloween costumes. So check out AMC. Check out the Fear Fest. I think I'm going to be subscribing just for the month. It starts today with a Halloween marathon at 3 o'clock. They're going to be playing 5 classic Halloween movies, capping off with my favorite, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Don't Google it if you want to keep away from the earworms. But also, you know, movies like Friday the 13th, Trick or Treat, Jeepers Creepers. Saturday, October 4th is an entire Friday the 13th marathon. Sunday, October 5th, there's an entire Nightmare on Elm Street marathon. And most importantly, Wednesday, October 8th, next Wednesday, the last drive-in with Joe Bob Briggs is going to be doing a special double feature on AMC with A Nightmare on Elm Street, followed by Freddy versus Jason. Anyone who's listened to this program knows that I am low-key obsessed with Joe Bob Briggs. He is a horror host from Texas who's been on the air and at it since about 1989. He took about an 18-year hiatus after a decade on, you know, late-night cable TV, and has been back on Shudder for the last 7 or 8 years now, doing his movie marathons. And they're fantastic because you know, I just learned so much. He really gets into some deep dives. He really digs up a lot of great information about these films. And so it's not just about watching the movie with him and the fellow mutants. It's also about just learning very interesting things. I watch the most garbage movies ever, but he seems to make them incredibly interesting. So on AMC, Wednesday, October 8th, Joe Bob Briggs is going to be doing the Nightmare on Elm Street double feature. And then starting this Friday, Joe Bob Briggs on Shudder is going to do his first of many Halloween specials on Shudder. There's a movie marathon. It starts Friday night at 9 o'clock. They never announce what the movies are until the night. All we know is that the theme is going to be Survival Night, and it's all about psycho killers. It could be anything. They could play Psycho. They could play the Talking Heads. Who knows? Either way, it's a big week for Joe Bob Briggs fans. And if you don't know who that is, check him out on YouTube and just watch some of his monologues. He is a Pulitzer Prize winning author for a reason. So yeah, more on that as the weeks go on. And before we get back to the tunes, let me see. Oh yeah, that's right. Also this weekend, October 4th, Bad Bunny and Doja Cat are going to be kicking off the season 51 premiere of SNL. So I'm very excited about that. Before we get back to the tunes, I wanted to also mention the entity, the AI creature known as Tilly Norwood, has drawn a fiery response from ACTRA, AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild, and many talented actors. If you're just unaware of what's going on, let me just dig this out here for you. Elaine van der Velden, Dutch founder of AI outfit Particle 6 Production, has announced at the Zurich Film Festival that the launch of their first major AI star known as Tilly Norwood. Tilly Norwood is a completely digital person that is an AI actor, and it's gotten a lot of people, you know, kind of freaked out. Massive backlash online. Fantastic Four actor Ralph Ineson simply said, quote, F off, end quote. Emily Blunt said, quote, good Lord, we're screwed. This is really, really scary. Come on, agencies, please don't do that. Please stop. Please stop taking away our human connection, end quote. And most importantly, the Screen Actors Guild, otherwise known as SAG-AFTRA, put up a massive condemnation. A little snippet of that, quote, the union is opposed to the replacement of human performers by synthetics. To be clear, Tilly Norwood is not an actor. It's a character generated by a computer program that was well trained on the work of countless professional performers without permission or compensation, end quote. Much more on that. I know that we know AI is a thing, and we know that these things have been coming for a long time, but this Tilly Norwood creature is the first sort of example of a fully AI, photorealistic, quote-unquote actor. I don't even like calling it that. Ugh. So anyways, things are changing rapidly, and just keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the news, and we'll see how this all shakes out. I don't know. It's pretty freaky deaky. But what are your opinions on that? Find me on Instagram at JeffMovieNerd and let me know what you think of the first ever AI creature coming into Hollywood. Van der Velden, the creator, has also responded by saying that Tilly Norwood is, quote, not a replacement for a human being, but a creative work, a piece of art. I see AI not as a replacement for people, but as a new tool, a new paintbrush, just as animation, puppetry, or CGI open fresh possibilities without taking away from live acting, end quote. So, food for thought, things to think about. I don't know. I'm just a hapless nerd here on CFRC 101.9, so I'm just going to leave that to you guys. More on that later. It's 9:36 in the a.m., and we're going to continue on with our spooktacular special with Rocky Erickson. This is one of my favorite Halloween tunes. This is I Think of Demons right here on 101.9 FM. Am I real? Am I just an AI-generated nerd? Who knows? Who knows?
Make up. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
This is Matthew Barber. mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks. We'll be right back.
There we go. That was Creeper by Islands, from one creeper to another. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jeff the Nerd. And yeah, this has been part one of our Halloween Spooktacular series every Wednesday of October right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are just going to be getting all spooky and scary and terrifying with you to lead up to the greatest holiday of the year. Before Islands with their song Creeper, we heard from King Khan and the Shrines with Born to Die. Ooh. Also in that set, Shannon and the Clams with Knock 'em Dead. We heard Vampire Ska by Horny Toad. And we opened that last set up with Rocky Erickson and I Think of Demons. Earlier in the program, I had specified that I've got so much great Halloween rock, pop, bop, and schlock that there will be no repeats of any tunes this entire month because I've just got too much to play. However, having heard Rocky Erickson's I Think of Demons, I might just have to play that every week. That might be my favorite Halloween song ever made. Either way, thanks again for coming along. It's a little bit before 10 o'clock, so keep it locked and ready to rock on CFRC because we got The Mood with May coming up next. And yeah, I guess I'll catch you guys next week. I wonder, what did we learn today? We learned that there's an AI quote unquote actress named Tilly Norwood who's kind of freaking people out right now. You want a little more on that? Check that out online if you dare. We also learned that going forward through the month, we're going to be talking a lot about Halloween costumes and if you should start preparing now, you know, depending on maybe there's a Halloween costume contest that you want to win. So every week we're going to talk about what we think some of the top costumes are going to be. And I learned that maybe it's going to be K-pop demon hunters. You know, a couple years ago, there were pink Barbies everywhere downtown on Halloween. This year, it might be a lot of K-pop demon hunters, but more on that next week as we pontificate what the top costume of 2025 is going to be. And we also learned that not only is Halloween on a Friday this year, but that Daylight Savings, whatever, it comes to an end or begins. Either way, Daylight Savings kicks off on the Saturday of Halloween weekend. So Saturday night on Halloween weekend, we're going to get an extra hour of partying. Yeah, so think about that. Keep that in mind when you're getting your Halloween costume ready. There's going to be an extra hour of mayhem that that weekend. Speaking of mayhem, though, like I said, keep it locked and ready to rock because DJ May is up next. And then there's a whole day of CFRC excellence just waiting for you, dear listener. So hope you had a great time with me. I will catch you next week with part two of our Halloween Spooktacular Nonsense series of shows. And yeah. Other than that, hope you guys have a great day. Enjoy the weather, and we'll see you all next week. We're going to play ourselves out with a classic from Warren Zevon and Werewolves of London. And if we have time, we're going to hear that good old classic, Bela Lugosi's Dead. Yeah, so crank it up to 11, and I will catch you guys next week. Don't eat too much Halloween candy. Got to pace ourselves. Bye!
Keith, there wasn't a monster. That was the captain of the high school basketball team.
It's hair-raising. It's Homer in 3D.
Holy macaroni!
Don't miss an all-new Simpsons Halloween special.
Oh, man.
Part of Fox's Halloween Bash, Sunday.
menu in his hand. Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
The victims have been fled red velvet.